Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Before we get started with this episode, I want to share something that I think could be a game changer for your classroom. Now, as a former special education teacher, one of the things I struggled with the most was creating activities, resources, and curriculum for my classroom. I did not realize that that was part of my job. I have spent the last 10 years developing the Autism Helper curriculum based on what was missing from my former classroom. And now we finally have a way for school districts to purchase this curriculum directly for their teachers. The Autism Helper Curriculum Access is an annual subscription that provides access to all levels and subjects of our curriculum. This curriculum is rooted in evidence-based practices, it's aligned to the standards, and we just completed our pilot case study showing the overall effectiveness. To learn more about how your district can get curriculum access, head over to theautismhelper.com and click Curriculum Access.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board-certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism.
So many of our students struggle with changes to their routine. Change is hard. I get it. Change is really hard for me. When I was a teacher, if there was a change to our class schedule, like art was canceled or gym was canceled, guess who had the biggest meltdown? I did. My kids would be fine, and I was the one in the office freaking out, like I needed a social story and some coping strategies ASAP. Change is hard for a lot of our kids, but change is part of life. It is really important to know how to deal with changes appropriately. Super functional life skill. When I say the word life skill, I don't mean vocational skills. I mean skills that are gonna help our kids in the real world. And dealing with changes is one of my top ones. So this is something we need to approach like a new skill that our kids need to learn. And how do we teach our kids new skills? How do we teach them academics, answering WH questions, addition, phonics? We teach new skills through opportunities for practice, repetition, reinforcement, modeling, prompt fading, all that good stuff. Well, we need to approach the skill of handling a change with the same rigor and detailedness and thoroughness. That means that we need to incorporate planned schedule changes into our day on a regular basis because our kids need the opportunity to practice. Let's say you have a student that's learning addition. You don't wait until the big quarter exam or a big test or assessment to see if they can do addition. You practice addition in small pieces on a regular basis, give lots of opportunities, give lots of practice, give lots of reinforcement. That's the same thing with handling schedule changes. We want to incorporate little schedule changes into our day or week or month so when those big bad changes come, our kids are ready. So what I see happening a lot is that teachers just wait for that big bad schedule change when they're forced to deal with it. I'm talking school picture day. I'm talking pep rally. I'm talking half day, early release day, when there's big changes to our kids' schedule. Not only is there a big change, but there's usually a novel event associated with it. So school picture day, our whole schedule's messed up, plus we have to go do something new and hard. Now we have two hard things to deal with. We're dealing with our schedule change, and we're dealing with going somewhere new that's challenging. So instead, let's work on the schedule changes first in isolation so when we get to that big bad schedule change, we're ready. Okay, so how do we do this? This means on a regular basis, you need to change your student's schedule. I know, it might be hard. It might be hard for you. It might be hard for your kid, but it's gonna get better. And I know no one walks into a school day thinking, man, today would be a real good day for a meltdown. I'm gonna go get myself an extra big coffee and just mess stuff up. I get it. We're not trying to, you know, cause issues or make our students upset, but instigating this and adding those small changes into your day, even though it's hard at the first time or the second time, it's gonna get better. So start with something easy. Switch up the order of activities.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
Put reading instead of math first. Put quiet reading in front of circle time. Do small changes like that. You could also add in a surprise picture that's a star or a special shape onto the student's schedule. Sometimes it might be something fun, like we get to watch a movie. Sometimes it's something indifferent, like we're just doing an extra worksheet or an extra puzzle. So adding in those unknown activities is a nice way to handle those schedule changes and those surprise events in a way that's still preparing our students. So how do we do these planned schedule changes? So first, you want to prepare your learner. Talk about when it's coming. Hey, on Wednesday, we're not going to have gym class first. Instead of going to gym class, we're going to do Go Noodle in the classroom. So start talking about that on Monday. Put it on their schedule. That's step two, put it on their schedule. So in month one, we talked all about different types of schedules. And the reason the schedule is there is to show the order of events. And schedules are especially useful when there are changes. If your students have a movable piece schedule, awesome. Put that new picture, that new item right on there. If they have a more static schedule that's written or visuals, cross things off. Put a new picture on there, tape it on. Add it in that schedule to show. If they have a weekly schedule, add it in on that day. Start preparing for that event. On the day of the change, get them ready. Go through the schedule and show them the change. If it's a movable piece schedule and there's a new piece in there or the picture schedule pieces are out of order, you better believe if your kid is real rigid, they're gonna go put them right back, but show them, no, this is the way it is. And then you want to model appropriate behavior. Say, oh, I'm disappointed we don't have gym today, or oh, I wish we had circle time first. It's okay. So talk through those responses, utilize your visuals, let your kids ask for a break, provide tons of reinforcement when they're doing what you expect them to do. You want to have in your head what good surprise transition behavior looks like. When there's that new transition, when there's a change to your schedule, what does that good change to schedule behavior look like? Don't say, I don't want them to melt down. I don't want them to cry. I don't want them to run. Say instead, I want them to see the change in their schedule or see the surprise transition and say, okay, let's do it. Have that in your head as the goal. And when you see any approximation towards that behavior, reinforcement, reinforcement. So your action item, do it. I talk about this all the time. In trainings, this is something that I somehow always find myself talking about. If we're talking about setup or literacy or behavior change, I'm somehow talking about schedule changes. This is something that's really important to me and something that I see a lot of teachers be like, we're gonna do it. And then it just doesn't happen because life gets in the way, right? So give yourself a prompt or a reminder. Put it in your planner, put it in your lesson plans, put it in your calendar, assign staff members this job. Whatever it is, jump in. This week, do one schedule change. It can be tiny, it can be small, it can be with one learner. I don't care. One schedule change this week.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening. Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VBMAP and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum. Everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.